After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Another episode of Love and Hip Hop. Khalil's back. Hey, we got a guest in the studio, and it's the same old ratchetness. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know if you could take it.
Hey.
No, you want to see
turn
me
it up.
Hey.
I want to be a baby, baby.
Yes.
Spinning in his wedges like he came from Macy's.
Another one. All right.
Another one.
For the summertime. Yeah. Another
I'm
one.
I'm mad at how legit hit after hit all these joints been.
He's been.
He said he's got a whole album worth of. He's a double album. All anthems.
Shit.
He
really?
Said all. He like, he didn't cut nothing. That. Like everything made it.
Because every song has been hot. Cinemax, this joint,
it
Shining, the Justin Bieber joint. I didn't even
Did
like that.
Y'all
Nick
know
Ruby.
He put his son as an executive producer.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He is dad
Absolutely.
Of the year, okay? Like, what?
Boss.
Because that album is about to go number one, too.
No, it's going crazy.
Like, what?
It's going crazy. And this is 10th album.
10th album.
10th album.
10th album.
Damn.
Hits, boy.
I didn't realize it was
DJ
that,
Khaled,
that many.
Man.
Oh, yeah. He's at
DJ
10.
DJ Khaled. Yeah.
This is number 10, son.
And just the thing, people thought he was annoying years ago.
They did, too.
He never gave up.
They
Not
did,
anymore.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
That's
his
key to life. Major key.
Major key. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Your boy Lim Gonzalez here for another episode of Love and Hip Hop. Super excited because the Avengers are back. You know what it is.
Hey.
And we got a special guest in the building. You can always find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayinthemic.com. Next to me is my boy, my main man, Khalil Abubu.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? I'm happy to be back. Find me on Twitter and Instagram, Khalil Abubu, at Khalil Abubu.
Mm. At Khalil Abubu. And you know how he does, always with something eating. Something today is popcorn.
I got my popcorn. I got my drink.
That's why
that's why
the ladies be like in the comments.
Why,
like
that's
they be
why
seeing him eat that popcorn.
Don't listen to these guys. Hold on. Don't listen to these guys.
Be in there with some greens,
like
some cornbread. It's all good. But it's your boy, Be Your Own Dad.
It's your man Jimmy V. What's going on? Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Go check that.
And I don't know why she left my side, but it's cool. She was like, I'm out this month.
She's on the good side now. Okay.
Right.
The good side.
Breaking it up, but it's all good. You know, Trinae Todd, what's up, girl?
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. It feels weird to be on this side, but you feel me? We all here. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Yeah. So, Trinae's been talking for a long time that she wants some more estrogen in the building.
Female energy, you
right.
feel?
So, you know, we had to honor her request. So we went out and got a special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, no stranger to reality TV. If you're a fan of Are You The One on MTV, you saw her on their season 2. She also was on episode 3 of The Breaks on VH1.
Let
same
me find
station.
Out. Oh.
Yeah. Love it. Look it up. Look it up. But ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tyler Avon.
Hey!
Yay.
Hey. What's up?
What's popping, Tyler?
Yay! Hi, you
so
guys.
Good to have you.
I know. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, turn up.
I know.
Turn up.
So,
turn up.
Do you normally watch Love and Hip Hop?
I am obsessed with Love and Hip Hop. I don't know who isn't, because as much as I don't want to like it, I love it.
Right. Okay.
So it's one of those guilty pleasures. No.
That.
Yeah.
Respect
it's
understood.
That. I don't miss an episode.
Atlanta is your favorite.
I don't care.
You don't care.
It's Atlanta, LA.
Okay.
If they have a Miami, I'm here for it.
Hey.
I actually heard there is a Houston on the way. Like
Houston?
It's already like there is a Houston.
Wait,
one
I thought Miami's on the way.
Way
too. Are they like diversifying?
That's what I'm saying.
And Treasure.
If it's making that much money, you might as well.
I gotta move back to Houston.
Let me tell you, Jock. Hold on. One second, Jock. Don't leave me. I got this show coming in my.
Right. No, I just love hip hop. Oakland, like I heard a song.
We out
here, son.
I'm not from Oakland, but you know.
Yeah, word. So, as a Love and Hip Hop fan, what would you say you like about the show? Obviously, like you said, guilty pleasure. But what is it that you like? Because, I mean, we talk about the ratchetness every week on the show.
I mean, I don't want to say it, but, yeah, I was going to say the ratchetness, you know? Like, I don't want to act like that, but I want to see everyone else act like that. You know, I don't want that drama in my life, but, you know, it's definitely entertaining to see everyone else's drama in their lives, whether it's fake, whether it's real, regardless. You know, it's entertainment. So what do I like about it? I don't want to say it's real, but, you know... You know, it just takes your mind elsewhere.
Takes your mind
elsewhere. That's what, that was going to be my question. Is, do you relate to it?
Do I relate to it? I don't want to relate to it.
No!
Have you done that?
Nah, I'm good. I will pass on all of that.
All of that.
I'll pass on all of that.
It's like an escape, like watching a movie.
It is.
And you got like tea to sip.
How accurate is reality TV since you've been on TV?
Okay.
So what's the word?
How accurate is it? Yeah. I don't want to say that it's... I don't believe that... Here's my take on it, right?
Take it.
Being that I was on a reality show, okay. They cast you for a certain reason. They cast you because your personality in real life is actually, you know, out there. You're a dominant personality. Now, when the producers come to you and try and force some situations, of course, you know, hey, can you go talk to this person that you're having a problem with? Because if I have a problem with someone, you're probably not going to be in my life for more than one episode. But somehow all these people that don't like each other just end up being together, right? Why? Because, you know, producers or whatever is like, hey, you know, you need to go hash this out, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's like these people are, I believe, already crazy. So they're going to do what the producers are wanting them to do.
So these were actual relationships that you had, whether it's whatever, actual friendships or not. But you went out to those people and said, look, I got this going on. I got to have a conversation.
I don't know. Maybe it's like 50-50. It's just an over-exaggerated situation of what may be, of like the feelings that are already there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, these girls aren't really friends. Is that what you're saying?
Hell no. Are you really saying, like, would you?
Hell no.
Because I want to keep them
alive. No, because you see them together, like, on Instagram and stuff. So, like, are they really hanging out?
Them, but...
Like, being on reality TV, like, do you guys hang out because the producers are like, hey, we need you guys to kind of make this facade that, hey, you guys are really friends in real life. Does it happen?
I mean, I would say so, but then at the end of the day, you also have to realize that on Instagram, it's going to help you to be with your cast members because the cast member, like, their followers are going to, like, help you grow your followers, right. Vice versa. It's going to, you know, have people talking, oh, so-and-so's with so-and-so. So there's always, you know, not everything's going to be genuine. It may be, but there can also be an ulterior motive. So, I mean... You never really know. I mean, I just feel like everyone's, you know, different. But, yeah.
But the producers, the bottom line is producers have a heavy part.
Hell yeah. Are you serious for those interviews?
Right.
They're obviously going to come and say, you know, how did so-and-so feel about this? Oh, my God. So-and-so was so good looking, wasn't he? And you're just, like, naturally, like, going to go off of, like, what they're saying.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's all the 2 cents I have.
Okay. Okay,
it's real.
It's good insight. I mean, because we have our speculations, right? You know, covering these shows.
Man, I've known from the start this is a whole bunch of bull. I know. Come on, son.
Right, but I mean, to what degree? So, I mean, but I think it's good to have someone who's been on the show and can kind of shed light on how. And, you know, the producer's having a heavy, heavy involvement. Producer. So, is that what you
That's
do?
That's right.
I work on competition shows, damn it. I don't do this docu-series yet.
Corporate number one.
I work for network. Fuck cable.
Word. Okay, that's dope. That's dope. So let's get into this particular episode. It starts off with the girls talking about Jock's apology. So last episode, we saw Jock at the end of the episode when they were in Jamaica. You know, he gives this kind of heartfelt apology to Carly Red about the way he was and apologize and blah, 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 blah. You know, and his lace front, you know, was popping.
Is it really a lace front now that I'm thinking about it?
I don't think it is. I think she was clowning. She was clowning.
Definitely.
That would be funny, though. That would be hilarious if it was.
Permanent marker. It looked like permanent markers on the edges.
Well, I will say, though, but you did see, you know, jumping around, but we got Caesar. You see, he had the dark and lovely beard jumping off, just like Rod does.
Yeah.
They both got the same stylist.
Shout out to the makeup department. They came through on that.
Clearly it works. Maybe I should try it.
You've been dealing with some stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe
it was, like,
give it a
super
shot.
Dark. Like, it was
looking
black.
And a sponsor.
Yo,
or something.
It looked like Sharpie dark. Like, yeah. Let me fill this air real quick, homie. You know, like, you could take a Sharpie and you could make a beer if you wanted to.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
That's you gotta do what you gotta do.
In these streets.
Beer game.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway, but Mimi,
we can't all be blessed.
I mean, you know,
James Harden slash.
don't hate, because I'm grown. Like, I'm grown. Don't be mad.
Why don't you take off that hat?
Don't be mad.
I'm grown up.
Like, hey,
yeah, I'm about to say what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
You don't be next.
I know.
Be next.
I see that. That ain't real apart. That's receiving part.
That was a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we see Mimi is super upset about Stevie having, you know, Jocelyn around her daughter. Now, she's made this very apparent. She's cried on it and everything. And I really feel like, I don't think that that's a camera situation or a producer. I really think she's really upset. She does not mess with Jocelyn at all.
It's real life. After seeing how the daughter reacted, we're going to talk about that later. Yeah. But no, this is real life. I mean, Jocelyn, according to like news, she's abusive to Stevie. She has like this manipulative streak on. They're both manipulative for sure.
Sure.
And then when you are a baby mama in the situation and your kid is in the middle, it's like you gotta hop on that flight. Not a lot. Right. We seen Love and Hip Hop moms. They don't usually take accountability from New York. That right. one female. Who,
oh, of course.
You know.
Yes.
But remember the female that went with old chick from The Wire so she could get on TV
and
talk to her kids.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Well, I love my child.
Right. Mimi was a real one though. Man.
Yeah.
She hopped on.
She was J-Rod. Like, I'm out.
Yeah. I flew home. Immediately. I am up. I specifically asked Stevie not to have her around my child.
Immediately. Yo, son.
Y'all have fun.
But that's real, though. That's just as how she was. Mm-hmm. But, dude, she does not mess with Jock. Like, that's been constant. And, you know, they go way back from the beginning. Like
the cooter cat days.
Exactly.
The cooter cat
on the bus days. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with the Molly the Maid and like, you know.
Which
like,
we have evolved into a train now. Wow. If y'all didn't notice. Yeah. Danger Zone train.
Right.
And
exactly.
We are now riding.
Exactly. I got to go here. Because obviously Mimi confronts Stevie, right? Mm-hmm. Of course Stevie's going to do his Stevie thing. Like, what are you talking
what
about?
What are you mad about?
I'm the good guy. What
are
you
mad
doing?
About?
What are you doing? Come on. It's like, what's all she feeling?
Yeah, they be over here. You think I forget?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Come on, Ma. You know. But when Jocelyn, Tyler, I want you to chime in on this because Jocelyn is a G. So, you know, she comes over to Stevie, right? And talking about wearing together. And I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? She's on some other stuff.
You
she's
like,
look.
And she's
listen.
Yo,
listen.
Yo.
This is what's going to go down,
yo,
all right?
Basically.
We going to get married again,
right?
All right?
But I'm like, all you wanted to do was like, let's just get in the studio. She's like, all right, let me get these rings. Like, Tyler, so let's say you had, you know, a situation with a guy, right? And he just.
Are you single?
Oh, I am so single.
Super single. Okay.
She's single.
Oh.
Good to know.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, hallelujah.
Anyway, I noted it. I noted it.
Oh, you duly
noted
it? Duly noted? Check mark on your
door. Okay.
Anyway, so let's say you used to have dealings with someone and you also work together, right? He wants to work back. Would you like, in order to solidify the union of working back together, decide that you're now going to be married?
I don't even know how the two and two coincide with each other.
Exactly.
Like, I don't see the relation between, like, where's the relationship between the two? Like, I don't, like, what does the marriage part have to do with the working part? I think she's just, I mean, I like Jocelyn. Like, I really, really do. She's, like, everything that I'm too afraid to be. Like, she's a boss. Like, she's super out there. Like, she goes for what she wants full-heartedly.
Duly noting this as
yeah,
well.
But then, I mean, I just think she's, like, trying to take control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't really see what the two have to do with each other. I she's trying to take control of the situation, and I think she's trying to have a little bit more control over Stevie. And, you know, especially
that's
now that
is.
He has another artist, so she's trying to make sure that other artist knows, hello, I'm married to him. remove yourself from the situation. She's that trying, you know, like it's a title thing. It is a title thing.
So it's kind of like marking her territory, so to speak.
1,000%. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I really can't see any
you know,
other
when
reason.
When a dog pisses on a fire hydrant, right. Right. It's kind of.
He's yeah. She's trying to claim him. You know, mm-hmm. like.
It's I about mean, that shmoney. No, that's shmoney. What it's about.
I see.
So you She's think it's like, a convenience thing?
No, it's a money thing.
Money thing.
Yeah, no. They're both, you know, on a contract together. If they're married, that's more money for them.
Mm. People, I didn't think about that.
People that yeah. get up in the military and get married, that's more I money for them. The militant.
True. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
BAQ.
For this reason, she's like, I mean, hey. We both need the money. We need to make this money. It's Why always not? Been about money to them.
Do you think? Because I mean, I felt like at some point in time that Jocelyn was very much in love with Stevie. Do you think?
And I would agree with that.
Do you think? In a pod. They yeah. belong together.
Do you think that this is because? Do you okay? Let's put it like this. Do you think it's more on the side of money and power within the situation?
Yes.
Or do you think it's more about that she really loves him and this Loving is a way other, of, no. of money of locking him down?
I mean, money. I agree with Tyler. You know, she wants to claim her territory and things like that. But it's also about the money. She said, you know.
She said, I make the most. Wait, she said something about, oh, I make the best music with you. With you and then yeah. she said something about money as well. So it's clearly she's like, my bread's starting to get thin.
Ah, gotcha.
Let me get that old thing
the
back.
The reel's not working out.
Yeah, the reel ain't called back. You know, the reel, they didn't ask me for
thought,
a week.
I thought they right. were going to have me join the panel. Yeah, right. They just right. wanted me for a week.
They was not asking me to join. Bonnie Bella, the formula is running
it's
out.
Trying to rack
the
thing up, I Cheetos ain't get. Records are selling, you know what I'm saying?
Cheetos ain't
When
done.
She fed that baby Cheetos, I was done. Do you see that?
You remember that?
She fed that baby some Cheetos. That baby is 2 weeks old. Why?
We said the same thing.
And it was like Hot Cheetos, I think, or something.
How do you sit on set and watch that happen?
Thing. I'm like, the producer should have stepped in or
somebody.
Something.
The producer.
Where's the medic at?
Stop.
The camera guy, the sound
so
guy.
Somebody.
The PA. Somebody.
That was terrible.
Y'all are Yo, feeding her son. Solid food. I she know. Can't walk
they,
yet.
They have those baby puffs. You know, the ones that...
There
the ones
is
that
no
come in a little like cylinder
that.
Can. Why
oh,
couldn't
yeah,
she
yeah,
give
yeah,
her
yeah.
that?
I don't know.
She
I, still, her I still don't Cheetos. Understand, though. What is the big deal about being the first lady of
like a record thing. Label something
like
or
you'll
like
never hear no
something.
Dude like I'm the first nigga of Rockefeller like no
right,
like
right,
what
right,
does
right.
it matter
you remember Gwynnin too
last same thing. Gwynnin last season, same thing same thing I said
first
before
one
like
love.
What
yeah.
what so what put a song out mm-hmm. and then we'll decide as a community who is important on this record label who
That's
isn't
true.
We
That's
did
true.
It with Memphis Bleak
yeah
mm-hmm. like don't worry mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely a status thing. I think they feel you know feel that it's a situation if I'm the first lady of whatever label I'm the first lady of this like Faith Evans first lady of Bad Boy for example mm-hmm. then it's like oh I can
Nikki,
call the shots
first lady
right?
of young
I can call the shots who, I got the top dog like I think there's certain perks with that and I think that that's why they fight so hard. I'm not saying that it is. I think that that's the no, thought
I think that's
process.
What's going on in their
Stevie
heads.
The
I gotta stop you though.
Right.
You said Faith Hill
Faith Evans.
Faith Evans first lady of Bad Boy.
Right.
It wasn't Lil' Kim.
I thought Faith Evans was she was always known. I thought
the R&B
rapping wise right. I think yeah. Lil' Kim was always the one to say.
But that's why Biggie was like, yeah. and Stevie J took note. He was like, all right.
There you go, yep.
All right.
I'm yeah. like, he was in the back like,
You gotta make these bitches the first lady.
Make them the first lady, yeah.
These bitches the first lady.
There you go.
He was making his, dude, did you see the interview, side note, did you see the interview with on Breakfast Club? With her, oh, dude, she was like, they talked about that. And they
Faith
were like,
Evans.
Yeah, Faith Evans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And about Stevie J. And he was like, yeah, did it? She's like, no, he you know, she's like, and did y'all get down? She's like, yeah. She's like, why? She's like, because I wanted it. Mm-hmm. Like, she basically was like, I wanted it. She's like, yeah. Was it good? She's like, he ain't had no problems. He ain't
wow.
complaining. Like, she was all about it. Like, she was like, that was me.
One
all
thing right. she did nice. Say is Stevie acts a whole different way on the
right.
show
she
compared to
I'm
who
sure.
he is.
And I'm
who,
sure.
And
I believe
feel like
that.
Real life, Tyler yeah. could probably, because I feel like a lot of these people do. I feel like this is exaggeration.
These people?
What, they are.
What you mean, these people?
What you mean, these people?
These people. Would you, is that a safe bet? exaggerate on camera.
I guess you have to become a character, so you want a following, right? You have to become a character, and you have to become, at the end of the day.
Season,
yeah, though, and I mean, if you look at his particular situation, he got another show off of it because he stood out. So, sure. You know, at the end, I mean, even with the whole, like, first lady of so-and-so, Gwen and whatever, it is a competition thing because a lot of females, I mean, to this day with, like, real life, like Nicki Minaj, every, like, females feel as though they are in competition with each other because there's so few of them. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like who gets that spotlight because there can only be one, you know?
True. Stevie Gay got two spinoffs, didn't he? He got the Stevie Gay and Jocelyn and the Stevie Goes to Hollywood. Right.
No one else. I mean, who else got a spinoff?
Exactly. True.
Kate Michelle. No, but that was it.
A while back.
She doesn't count. She's like in a whole nother.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Plateau.
She's crazy too, though.
But I think it you make a good point because I think the more you stand out, and I feel like Carly Rae is gunning for her show because I feel like she is doing stuff like just to do stuff,
dropping
like,
off the benches, like why twerking is she, on top of
God, I mean flipping the freaking veggie plate like that was not even called like
because I want to. Isn't that what she said?
She said,
because I don't like you.
Because I don't like you.
Boom.
Yeah, because I don't like you.
What?
And all she was like, can you pass the carrots? Like, I don't like you. And just threw up. Like, I was like, that was uncalled for. For reality TV. Like, we've seen some stuff where they get into fights and they. But she literally, went 0 to 60, like, for nothing. Yeah. And I feel like she's gunning for a Carly Red show, like, or something, or to stay on.
I mean, I don't feel like everyone does that. Like, I don't feel like Tammy does that.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, there's some people that, you know, just true to themselves, but then there are always going to be those people that want to do the extra. So it's just, you know, a matter of just who's who, like, motives. Like, that's it. I'm not saying, you know, everyone's like that. Of course they're not. So, yeah.
Well, Carly Rae better hope Caesar's mom doesn't watch the show because...
Look.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You try to be wiped up. Mm-hmm. You got to give mom's approval. Right. And she met mom. She did.
And
you know
she
what?
Showed her ass all episodes.
So
I didn't know. What did she say? She had sexy breakfast?
Yeah,
I didn't know what that
Wait, is. What were you laughing at? Y'all didn't see this when we watched the show. We should like have like a camera when we're watching the show. Because first off, Trinae's reactions are amazing. But what were you laughing
they are
at?
Great.
When she poured the sausages on the plate.
No, I was laughing because just the way that it was exaggerated. Like the burnt bacon. Jimmy Dean sausages. Like, they had to just emphasize she really getting down in
getting
the kitchen.
Down in the
and
kitchen.
She's proud of it.
Proud
she's
of it.
She's sexy breakfast.
And that dress.
Fine.
And
that dress, and that dress was hot.
That was not it was
dress.
Nice.
You're in a long-distance relationship.
That was
you gotta pull
dress.
It, you gotta
that
pull
was,
it out.
Right.
Pull it out.
Fisherman take to get fish.
Open up that my door. 10 out of 10.
I feel like logistically that dress doesn't make sense for like sex though. Like you gotta go through so much to probably take it off.
If you a real man, you gonna rip it off with your teeth.
I was like, man. If you a real man, you just gonna rip
you
it
gonna
off.
You gonna rip it off with your teeth.
Right, and then you gonna be like, so you gave me a new dress. And I'm gonna be like, I hope you got
some
soul.
Barbarian Bandito. If you a real man, you would just bite it off. Like, what is going on here? Okay, so it was a little bit.
Today, every week, we learn something new about you.
We do.
It's a long distance relationship.
Same way, there it is.
Bite it off. Bite it off. Come on, I'm tired. Of waiting. Sure.
If you don't get to busy,
I can't wish you guys every week.
Okay, so we saw a lot of. said tiger teeth.
I know. We have
saber tooth. Like, what is going on with you, dude? You stupid.
All right, now.
All right. So we saw a lot of Estelita.
Estelita.
This particular episode.
Why do you care? Yeah. Why do you care that Stevie working with a different artist?
What is your take?
Why?
What is your take on Estelita?
Why?
What is your take on Estelita?
Why didn't you just stay in L.A.?
I think
why do you care?
To get on the show?
Yeah.
She could be on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood though, right?
But Stevie's not there, or is he?
No, he's not.
I mean, she
here we go.
Yeah.
That's
right
the answer.
With
Ray J,
Lil Shorty,
Lil Fizz.
No, yeah, Lil Fizz.
Oh,
she could have
been like Fizz. This ain't too bad.
Soldier Boy,
no,
you. No, okay.
Anyway,
to answer your question, yes. I think she's going down the same spiral that every other girl that's been down the Stevie J. I want to make money with you, work with you. They somehow end up pregnant and amazed. Okay.
Well, according to her,
it works. Damn it.
He's kept it Biggie clean. Top. Right. He hasn't done anything. He says, "When I look at you," that's what the quote was. "When I look at you, I see money. Money. You're beautiful, money. But mm-hmm. I see money." And you know, do you think he's okay? Because basically, the consensus on the outer specs, especially, and I don't know why Carly Red was so adamant about, like, you know, that whole scene when she threw the veggie platter at her, but I still don't understand that. But the consensus is that he just hasn't hollered yet. Like, he hasn't gotten mm-hmm. to that point yet. Like, he is going to, like, it's inevitable. What do you think, Tyler?
I don't know if any of that matters. I just think her reaction to whatever he might or may not do mm-hmm. matters. Mm-hmm. I just think if she keeps it professional, then who knows? Because he is supposedly amazing at, like, what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, so if even he is full of, I don't know, if even he is full of shit.
You're childish.
And he, like, anything. He comes on to her. I just think it's a matter of her keeping it professional depending on what she wants.
Right.
So.
Ooh, is it possible to mix business and pleasure?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone in hell.
I don't think Stevie J can mix business and pleasure.
I don't think a lot of people like can.
Yeah, I don't think he's proven that he can't. That's my opinion. I think that people have done it. And
yeah,
I mean,
I've seen people.
Yeah, people have done it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's the move.
Like a Waka Flocka and yeah. Tammy type, but I yeah. feel like that's two different
and that's
businesses.
I think that's a whole different situation, that's too. Not, it's not yeah. like she came as an artist and he was the producer and then there was that type right, of vibe. Right. Like, okay. They're a married couple. I mean, I think it's done and it has been done successful, but I think it is difficult to do that. And I think definitely Stevie J cannot do that. And honestly, I mean, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but maybe he is not trying to holler. Maybe he's really trying to be about his business.
Boo.
I actually would agree.
We don't believe
it. You know?
Unpopular.
Wrong.
Do. I don't think he's trying to get at that either. I just.
Oh, see? You side with me. See?
You think you're done?
Boo. I do.
Boo.
But I will say, though, it is weird that it's like, oh, I'm going to go get another artist and.
He did it. No, but it's different because he got...
Well, not another artist, but yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
He got Jocelyn out of the strip club, and then Estelita, he didn't get her out of that sort of situation.
Right.
It's more, you know, business, mm-hmm. things like that. So maybe that's why, you know, he came at Jocelyn in a more sexual way. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it could be. Because first of all, Jocelyn wasn't messing with him, right? Once she got pregnant and that whole situation went down, he wasn't claiming the baby. They were not working together. I mean, she's pregnant anyway. So he has to get money. And mm-hmm. so he finds Estelita, even though, yes, it's part of the show and she came over here to be a part of the show. So there's that. And it's like, oh, you can work with Stevie and work on a record. Even though we haven't heard any music from her yet. But, you know.
But is she a music artist? Is that...
What kind of artist do you think she is?
Everybody's a comedian, but I'm just saying, like, what if he was like, I'm saying, what if Stevie J was like extended into, like, I don't know, modeling now or something, and you know.
Because we did see her with the fans on the rooftop getting the nice little photo shoot in.
But models don't call themselves artists, I don't think.
She's just like old chick from NY. The actress, the host, and the artist.
Oh, man. What's her name that every time she got on the camera, she said her...
What was that last season?
Resume?
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was terrible. I can't remember.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
That was really bad.
Shorty from
she was
DC.
Always doing something.
Yeah. Always doing something.
Always in front of the camera.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like stretching this.
Right, I'm doing cartwheels right now in the middle of my cartwheel presentation.
All we needed you was to walk in. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, she was doing extra.
Extra.
I don't know. I mean, I think... the Estelita, Stevie J, I mean, we have a few more episodes left, so it'll be interesting how that plays out. I personally don't think he's going to try to holler. I think she's trying to be a legit artist, I'm going to use quotation marks, but I don't think it's a situation, and especially Jocelyn putting the ring on, and it sounds like he's entertaining the fact. Do you guys think that he's going to get married?
No.
Do you think he's going to marry it?
I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, he is entertaining it. I don't understand why you would entertain it.
Right.
Unless you are thinking about going through with it. But I don't understand, like, why in your right mind would you mm-hmm. ever go through with that? Especially when you have your whole, you know, family, Mimi, you know, the kids, everything telling you otherwise. Like, why would you want to go against that?
Right. Yeah, he had that talk with his daughters. which turned
it's more than a talk. It's, you know, don't do this. Like, I won't feel comfortable with you doing this. Like, why not, you know, respect the daughter's wishes? But, you know, you never know what's going on in his mind.
That was a, what do you guys, that was a real scene, too.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, like, that was one of the, when Savannah walked off.
That was one of the ones where I felt like, wow, she is really, she's feeling that.
And you can see Jocelyn be like, y'all really gonna,
no, because she's tired.
Y'all gonna let her do this?
Y'all gonna let her do that?
Yeah.
Well, she's been there the whole time. I mean, she's she's a teenager.
She's his child.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's been, he's that kind of dad that was like in and out of the, you know, the checkbook dad. So the moment that she finally wants to have a relationship with him, you know, in person, not over the phone, not just that's like bouncing back, visiting and things like that. To have this female who's around the same age as me, dad, like you're literally, you're like almost 50. This female is like 29. Like, what are you doing, dad?
Right.
Could you imagine, like, your dad dating somebody around your age, and then she pop off on Twitter and Instagram?
And I think that's the thing too. It's like, not only has he hasn't been there, but then he's chosen her over them, and then she's then gone on them on social media. Yeah. So it's like you're sleeping with the enemy, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Why would you? And then all that they've been through, and it's like now you want to go back to that.
Yeah.
So I can definitely understand her frustration.
It's like she's frustrated with Stevie J, most importantly, because like, what does this chick have on you? Right. Like, what she got?
Well, baby now.
She got him whipped.
A baby.
But then I do also think that he is just trying to, like, you know, bring the family together. I do believe that that's what he's trying to do. And even with the whole, like, Estelita, that's her name, whatever, Estelita situation, Estelita. I like her. I don't think she's, like, trying to be messy or anything.
I think
she's a really pretty girl, but I think she holds herself, like, she's not fighting, like, in a classier way. You know, she doesn't seem like that.
She didn't start, by the way.
She never fights.
Yeah.
Whenever she gets in those altercations, she's
Jocelyn. She came in the wrong way from the get-go, you know? Mm-hmm. She came in kind of sleeping with him, I guess, I would assume. And
Talking about Jocelyn.
Yes. Oh, okay. Estelita didn't, she didn't fall into the situation that way.
Right.
So.
That's a good point. I like Estelita as well. I don't think, I mean, when she first came on the scene, I was like, okay, what's this? And more on Stevie J's point, because I'm like, he brings her in. This is a Jocelyn lookalike, wannabe. What are you doing?
I don't think it was a lookalike, but
in the sense of the whole Latin
thing. The background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Estelita looks way better, by the
way. Way better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think I knew that was going to be friction. So I'm like, is this drama for the show? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But now seeing her develop and her character develop more, I see that, you know, she's, I mean, again, she hasn't fought, and like you said, she hasn't fought anybody. She kind of like, okay, go ahead and be ratchet. I'm going to be over here. I mean, when she came late, you know, and then sat down, it was just like, okay, there's going to be something. But I think Carly Rae was way over the top when she, like, went in on her. Like, it didn't make any sense.
See, that's the difference. She's sensible. Estelita's sensible. Everything that she says has, like, logic behind it.
Interesting.
And then our girl pulled the classic move. When Estelita stormed out. What's her name?
The one Sassy. That's... I mean, Sierra.
No, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the one that's always trying to bring
Melissa.
Melissa.
Yes. Watch your step.
She always needs baby, you all right? You all right? How you doing? You good?
She needs to say something. Something to get in there.
What's wrong, Ma? Come on. No, talk to me.
Talk to me.
Melissa is a straight up G, yo. She's going to seize every opportunity.
Okay.
Every opportunity. But that's funny because you didn't recognize it right away.
Right off the bat, I was like, I see you.
You need help, you
all right, Mom? You all right?
Come on, now they're wilding over here. Come on, let's go.
Step over here.
You better than all that.
Yeah, exactly.
You better than all
that. Girl, man, I'm telling you, sensible.
Don't know your name.
Yo, so you went out
of line. Let's go grab something to eat.
Let's go to Waffle House. Let's get it cracking. Let's go to Waffle House, girl. Let's just talk over these waffles. It's going to be our age. Weeping man, do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. All right, let me stop. I want to talk real quick, and I mean real quick, about Dark and Lovely number one, Rod. You know, he had his situation.
Can we talk about that scene, please? Can we talk about the okay part?
I know you're talking about it. Can we do that? He was like, yo.
I gotta holler at you, man.
He could barely get out of the car. Why does this really remind me of something that would happen in LA? Because the YG song, the dude was calling him bro the whole time. It was like, come so on, bro. LA.
Come on, bro. LA. Come on, bro. What I got to lie for you, bro?
Yo, I was dying when Rob was like,
You been there? You been there? Zip code 91608.
Okay.
529 status law. Okay. You were there?
You get off the elevator, you go laugh. You been there?
Yo, he was way surprised. He was way surprised.
You been there?
But what's funny is they both, it's just funny because, and he even said it himself, he's a little
dude. Did the door get jammed?
Yeah. Like, he's a little dude, and you can tell he's got the Napoleon complex, like, big time. And so he's always flexing, like, every time, even when he's holding the baby, he's like, I got you. You okay?
You
came back from work?
I got
like, he's always like,
Atlanta people, doesn't old boy Logan remind you of 21 Savage? Isn't he giving you 21 Savage
Logan,
vibes?
You think so?
Yeah, low key. Low key, like, 21 Savage, he don't play. And
We'll talk about that later.
I've never
I know what he looks like. I've seen a picture, but I've never like seen like him talk.
It was like that.
He's a savage.
Yeah. Now he, I mean, you know, Logan is just like, look, that could be my baby, da 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 da. Like, I was, and I love how he was like giving dates. So like, when was last time you smacked?
October 3rd, 2015, at precisely 7:51 p.m. Right.
And he was like, I went to jail 6:59. He was like, hold up a second.
I went to jail later on that day. Hold up.
No, that's crazy, though. Yeah. Jasmine. She getting caught up.
See, we called this from the jump, though.
We did.
Miss, I'm a change in the locker room.
Rob looking like somebody's fed up father.
Right. No. He's so old. He just need to stop. He's so old.
He's like, I put up with all this.
Right.
Get out of jail.
I'm tired of
you.
You lied to me then. You lied to me that time.
What's the girl's name?
You talking about Jasmine?
Jasmine, that's right.
I want to go to Tyler real quick. So what do you think about, because we've talked about this on several occasions with the whole Jasmine and Rod and the other girl and the baby and Kirk and how all this works out. What is your take on that entire situation?
I don't know what my take on it is. I just think it's so messy. I think Jasmine is the messiest of them all. I don't think it's real. I think it's like bullshit, to be honest. I mean, but then it's like, why? I feel like no one's really like blaming Kirk, and I feel like he deserves blame because why would he go out there and, you know, even put himself in that situation?
Well, Rashida's upset with him.
Yeah, but at the same, but I'm talking about like the world, and at the same time, it's like I don't know what I think of it. It's just a big messy situation. Like, I'm mad that there's a baby involved, because if there wasn't a child involved, I just don't know what I think. Like, I just don't know what I think of it. I just don't like it. I just think it's super messy. Like, I almost think it's fake. I'm pretty sure I think it's fake. I don't know if I think it's a scam. It probably is a scam. Who knows? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, the Mimi sex tape thing was all bullshit. You know, like who's the one that has like the alcohol problem?
Tammy.
Tommy.
Apparently, her situation, like dating who she dated back in like the last season or whatever, Scrap, was all fake. Right. Yeah, apparently that situation was all fake because I guess the Scrap's mother came on like Instagram Live or whatever and
was saying that it was,
you know,
fake.
Exposed them and everything. So who knows what's real and what's fake? I don't know. I just watch it.
It's all fake.
I just watch it.
But
it's all fake.
Freaking Rod had the nerve to flip the script, but you brought another female in the house.
Oh yeah.
So now you over here just like, you know, getting that Jasmine.
But first off, it's different, okay?
And Jasmine, it's
different. He brought it in the house. She went out in the streets and did that. And she ain't bring another dude in the house. She found him in the streets.
It would kill me when she's like, me and Kirk made a list of names.
That was so funny. That was funny because he was like, the name was Cannon. He was Cannon.
Right. All
right,
it was the number two pick. I didn't like number one, so we went with that. All right? Stop making this thing.
Exactly. My thing is, like, he didn't even know what the baby's name was. Like, stop it. And I love how Ron is like, first of all, in one breath, he's like, yeah, so remember the apartment, you know, the one Kirk was paying for? Then at the same breath, he's like, I don't know, I might leave now, too. And I'm like, you ain't going nowhere, brother. You ain't going nowhere. You're going to be right there holding that baby like this.
I got you, baby.
I got you,
baby. Okay, like, your daddy don't care about Mr. you, Dad, but I care about you.
With the dark beard, like, stop it.
You guys know how many extra characters they've brought into this season ever since. Like, I think it's got to be plus 10 now.
You mean since, like, the main, when it first started?
Since the season, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and but some of them we don't see anymore.
Exactly.
We don't see them, but yeah, some of them like Shooter. Remember Shooter? Rest in peace.
Oh yeah.
One peace, episode Shooter. Shooter.
Right. With the money. Shooter. And, what was the girl he was with that he met with?
The little joint that needed her $7,000.
Right. Exactly.
We don't see her no more. Like some of them, they came on and then they just came off. So they done.
Rod's.
But the girl, she was in this episode.
She keeps showing up. Is that Sierra?
Yeah, she keeps
showing up randomly. She was in this one. I don't know why they brought it up real quick. They're like, so how's you and your husband in the ground? And
she's we together, but right. We ain't together. I ain't wearing the ring or nothing. Right. I mean, he's still in the house, but I ain't
he's not really in the house.
He ain't really in the house. Right. I mean,
she don't know
he
where
may be
at.
Inside, but he ain't right. inside.
I mean, he sleeps in the bed. He don't sleep in the bed.
He don't have a good night rest. Okay. Right.
He don't get good night sleep. I mean, he there though. Like he snores.
I don't tuck him in.
Terrible. It's so terrible. I will say though, the realest moment, and that's what maybe we should do going forward. Like have a real moment. Like what is the realest moment of this? And
oh, I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
And I think definitely at the end when we saw Savannah and Josh.
Yeah, that was it for sure.
That was a super real moment. And she walks up and she starts crying. And it's funny too because Stevie, as her father, he knows his daughter, and he's like, I can't stand when Justin cry. I can't understand her. He's like, what about when you cry? And I'm thinking like she ain't gonna cry. And then sure enough, she does. He knows what she can tolerate and not. And at the end of the day, she's like a teenager. Yeah. Like let's keep it all the way real.
And
she's
I appreciate even that little bite they threw in where he was like, oh, y'all chill with the cameras. Like, that was I need to protect my child.
Exactly. What did your take on that, Tyler?
I mean, I think that was a good, extra little good look for him just because he does seem, so concerned with the caring dad that, he is.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about people bringing their children on reality TV?
I mean, they seem older, so.
Well, is that something the producers have put together? Like they know they have kids, so they're like, why don't? Because we notice that a lot on all the Love and Hip Hops, they got like the babies, the kids.
I don't necessarily think so because when I think back of into reality television, like Tommy, for example, you never a lot of these people you don't even know that they're parents because you never see the kids. Mm-hmm. So I don't think.
Right, that's true.
I don't know. I just think it's up to their discretion whether they're super young. So. It doesn't necessarily really matter, or they're old enough to make their own decision whether they want to be on the show or not. And I'm sure I'm sure Stevie J's family, kids want to be on the show. Why not? I don't want to be on the show.
Right.
So who knows?
Yeah, because you got shows like Teen Mom, mm-hmm. those kids.
Yeah.
On the reunion shows. Right. It's really a hot mess.
Yeah.
I don't think they're forced to be on the show.
Yeah.
I don't think that at all.
Well, we see, I think with piggybacking on what you're saying, I think it's very selective. Like, we see, even going into the next episode, Sheeta's son. Like, we've never seen him.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, now we see him. And they're talking with him about the situation. So I think when it makes sense and when, because they got to get a check, too. When that child is there and they got lines, they've been taught, they got to get paid. I remember when Snoop had that fatherhood show. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, back in the day, he said all his kids was getting checks.
Right.
So, exactly. So, it comes into that to play as well. So, before we close out, can we get our news and gossip music? And see if we have any. What is going on?
I don't know.
I saw something.
Oh, okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Any quotables?
Quotables. Oh, man. Okay.
No quotables?
No, I have some quotables and I got some predictions.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. Oh, what's your quotable?
So, Mike. Quotable is the next thing I see vegetables flying in the air.
Oh.
And then my prediction is that Jocelyn is going to meet Estelita and she's going to be trying to get the cootie cat.
Estelita?
Yeah.
She's
going to think that Estelita's attractive.
Plot twist.
Oh, wow.
Jocelyn is always trying to bring females in the bed. We know this.
Yeah, but for the wrong reasons. She's always trying to snake her way and make the situation worse.
Yeah.
between Stevie and whoever he's working with, like he did with Tommy, like she did with Tommy.
I agree. He messed up that situation.
She did, yeah.
True, true.
Had her up in the hotel.
Sure did. And then called the police on her afterwards. So, you know, Jocelyn's mind is always working. Everything she does is for a reason.
I agree. And that would be for a specific reason.
Yep.
Specific reason.
Interesting.
Anybody else got any quotables?
I just really love the Rod's reaction. So I had
You've been there.
But as far as my prediction, I just Kurt with the separation papers to Rashida. Uh-huh. I know that's fake. I know 100% it's got it.
In the next one, yeah.
But I just want to see how that plays out.
Plays out. Okay. I had the quote, which we kind of talked about already, but when she was talking, I can't even remember what she said prior because it meant nothing. It's like, yeah, so I'm just going to get this drink. I don't like you. And she just throws the thing. And I was just like, where did that come from? Like, yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, I don't have any. I think we're going to see more with the Rashida, obviously, Kirk situation with the baby, the DNA test. Obviously, he has, you know, the DNA thing going on with the lawyer. Mm-hmm. And so we see that. I'm wondering if Logan is going to take a DNA because he offered to do that. So that'd be interesting if he does.
Logan ain't got no money. He's couch surfing.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know.
He made me do that. He made me get that apartment.
He made me do that.
She's absolutely. Jocelyn. But I mean, that's terrible. I think she does, but you can tell she's definitely still there. Mm-hmm. It's a sore subject. I mean, you know.
Very.
Absolutely. She has a child, but it is. It's the most dysfunctional family out there. Do you have any predictions, Tyler?
I do. I think that Carly is going to get back with Jock. That's my prediction.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, she skipped over the whole Carly Redden kind of Caesar type thing when he called her out like, yo, you think you're going to be doing this?
Everybody back home was laughing at him for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect him for that. That's when the Brooklyn came out.
But then at the end of the day, when he was just like, oh, but you know, you got me celibate and everything. All right, let's go. Like, you know, it was just like, he almost like, forget all of that. Let me take you upstairs. And then, you know.
Which is also very honest.
Yeah. I just liked how he handled that situation.
I appreciated that.
You're not going to be doing this all the time, but we're going to take care of what we got to go.
He finally feels like he can wear the pants in the relationship because
Dutch is crazy ass. Oh my.
A lot in the relationship.
You guys watch that show?
Yeah. No, I don't watch it. So
Black King? Oh, absolutely.
It's a really volatile situation.
Absolutely.
Every Monday.
Yeah, I love Black King. I love Chicago Ink, Black King, Chicago.
I watch it, though.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We got to give a shout out to our special guest, Tyler Abram.
Also, make sure to follow me at TABRON27 on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and everywhere else.
Instagram's over here. I mean, we were going to get there.
I know, we're going to get there, but you just jumped the gun.
I was on the whole platform.
Yay. But yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Make sure you follow her. You can follow me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check out the website, stayonthemic.com. Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram, at Khalil Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Your boy, Jimmy V, Twitter and Instagram, at Beer on Dad. Go check the blog, beerondad.blogspot.com. It's always popping, man.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at your girl, Trinae. This weekend, BET Awards. So you know we're going to go live, so you want to keep up with me because
we're going to be there. Find me in the background of her Snapchat.
Come out, Atlanta viewers.
Find me in the background.
Quick, Tyler, you're going to be on season 2 of The Breaks?
Yes.
Season.
And a few other films that have been released.
Give me a role. What you got cooking up?
I can be a waiter.
Yeah.
Just one little line. That's all I need.
Yeah. I have a few films in the works, and then I have hopefully a show on Freeform, which will be coming out soon. So I'm super excited for that.
And special announcement. I'm just putting it out there. Uh-oh. Tyler, also, you might see her behind the desk as an AfterBuzz TV host. Oh!
She getting down with the squad?
Exclusive. You got to. She's doing big things. So make sure you follow her, check her out. But until then, we will see you next week. week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.